Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Katniss Everdeen, played of course by Jennifer Lawrence, finds herself a symbol of a surging rebellion against the Capitol. But that's not the role she really wants in the latest Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay, Part 1.
I never wanted any of this. I never wanted to be in the games. I just wanted to save my sister and keep PETA alive.
But PETA, played by Josh Hutcherson, to whom she's deeply attached, is now the prisoner of the devious President Snow, Donald Sutherland, who manipulates his image for his own purposes.
PETA is the Capitol's weapon, the same way you're ours.
No one else can do this but her.
She won't be able to handle it. You will rescue PETA at the earliest opportunity, or you will find another Mockingjay.
And if you haven't seen the first two movies or read the books, then you will find another movie. Because you'll be totally lost in Mockingjay Part 1. However, for all those hundreds of millions who loved the first two films, this installment more than delivers the goods. It's aided by the authoritative and charismatic presence of Julianne Moore, playing the president of rebellious District 13, and the focus is on big battles, bombing runs, and the power of propaganda more than gladiatorial gamesmanship. All the acting is strong, though it's bittersweet to see the late Philip Seymour Hoffman in one of the last roles of his life. Rated PG-13, but with somewhat less violence than you'd expect, 3 stars for the well-made and compelling Mockingjay Part 1.